Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's broadcast of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your humble host, Tom B. Stone, here with you with a loaded show today. But first, I invite you to call in and join the conversation, 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. You can also join me in the chat room where I will take your questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, the show's content that I'm about to broadcast contains some suggestive language, and the content may not be suitable for children or little ears or anybody who may be easily offended. So I'm going to give you a second to do what you know you have to do. Now then. Just a little under 3 days ago, the manifesto of the crazed maniac Nashville trans school shooter was leaked. First leaked by the team of Louder with Crowder, and then it was also made public by Candace Owens. And I commend them, because it's taken 7 months. 7 months to release a manifesto left by a maniac, transgender, mentally ill murderer who on March 27th, 2023 in Green Hills, Tennessee, stormed the Covenant School and killed 6 people, 3 of which were 9-year-old children. Savagely murdered 6 people. Mainstream media also included in their report that the shooter was shot and killed by police, quick to label her a victim or him a victim as well. But not before making certain that they didn't misgender her, because God forbid. Now, when police were in, I'm sorry, this is very difficult for me to get through this, but I'm gonna give it a shot. When the police were addressing the public, they stated that they were in possession of evidence, including this vile vermin's manifesto, that they weren't planning on releasing it because it, quote, may incite a copycat active shooter incident. Funny how previously that the manifestos of other mass shooters were released within just 24 hours or less. But not this one. Doesn't take a neurosurgeon, folks, to put it together that what was in that manifesto did not fit the narrative of the mainstream media. Moreover, the current administration. So in turn, they decided to give the American people a mouthful of bullshit as they know how to do. Let us not forget that the victims' families were also kept in the dark. Well, the manifesto has been leaked, and we here at Don't Get Me Started have obtained excerpts from it, which are quite disturbing, even for me. And again, I'd like to, in advance, apologize for the explicit language, but I truly feel that this is important for the American people to know. Can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm ready. I hope my victims aren't. The manifesto details some thoughts that, Hale had leading up to what she referred to as Death Day. Let me preface that. As well as a timeline or a schedule of what she was planning to do that exact day. Let me read onward. Can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm ready. I hope my victims aren't. I hope I have a high death count. Kill those kids. Going to fancy private schools with those fancy khakis and sports backpacks with their daddy's Mustangs and convertible. Want to kill all you little crackers, bunch of little faggots with your white privileges. There were several times I could have been caught, especially back in the summer of 2021. It might be 10 minutes tops. It might be 3 to 7. It's going to be quick. This is what was kept from us for 7 months. Moreover, the parents of the victims and the families of the victims, the senseless act of violence. Now, not within 24 hours after this event, the left was quick to push their gun control agenda. And also Antifa was quick to publish an event called the Transgender Day of Rage. Rage against who? Remember when Representative Thomas Massie was practically accosted by Jamal Bowman? Remember that goofy bastard who pulled the fire alarm thinking it would open a door? I digress. Jamal Bowman, who's quick to scream in the face of Representative Thomas Massie in the middle of the hallway of the Capitol, puff out his chest and act like a tough guy when he's an absolute brainless, putrid pussy. More guns equal to more deaths! You're stupid! Blah, blah, blah! I don't know how anybody could take that man seriously. Then or now, a bill to put armed guards in the schools to in order to prevent these things from happening was voted down by the left because it was too expensive and that we didn't have the money. Yet you don't stop them from sending billions of dollars to Ukraine, do you? No, not to Ukraine, not to Iran. No, send billions of dollars to them. That's perfectly logical. To fund acts of terrorism. To give a madman billions of dollars and his pipeline so he can fund a war in order to take over territory in Ukraine. That's real good, guys. Good job. Good fucking job. No money to put into a bill to protect our children, the future leaders of this country, who go to school and should be able to feel safe. But you send billions of dollars of our money, of our tax money, to terrorists. Now the press secretary, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem Jean-Pierre, gets me my scones. addressed this leak of the manifesto by saying, the transgender community who lives in fear, whose lives are now threatened, are in the thoughts and prayers of everybody in the president's administration. Sweetheart, how does it feel to know that you only got your job because of three things? You're a woman, a lesbian woman of color. So, sweetheart, you're an idiot. You have zero qualifications. And you should really hang your head in shame for having the nerve, to use those words. Are your thoughts and prayers with the victims, the families of the victims? Did you say one word of, or show one degree of empathy? Captain Empathy, Joe fucking Biden, President Houseplant, says nothing. But you're more concerned about the transgender community, who uses yet a tragedy, yet as another excuse to make it all about them. Well, I got news. This host doesn't give a fuck about the transgender community or those in the transgender community who are praising this nut job. Now, the Nashville, should I say that the national news media has given this story absolutely 0 minutes of coverage. They're ignoring it. I wonder why. Oh, let me enlighten thee. The reason why they're ignoring this story, folks, is because the rhetoric that this maniac used in her manifesto, anti-white, anti-gay, gay slurs, racist slurs towards white people, religious slurs towards the, towards the Christian school. It doesn't fit their narrative of all white people are bad. And they wanted to keep this manifesto confidential. It doesn't fit their narrative. They've been ignoring it for the last damn near 72 hours. Now, there were some people on the left that were quick to say, oh, well, the manifesto was incomplete. You know, if you had read the person who first broadcast this information, Stephen Crowder, he's only doing it for clicks. Sir. You, my friend, are a moron. Steven Crowder didn't release this information for clicks. He released this information because we, the American people, deserve to know. Deserve to know what was in that manifesto. Just as it was jammed down our throats that the manifestos of previous mass shooters were released in 24 hours. How come? Oh. I know why, because it was race-related, or at least that's what the mainstream media would have you believe. And the Nashville police chief has outed some officers and placed them on administrative leave due to the manifesto being leaked, and it is alleged that the officers, or at least a few of them, sold the journals. There were approximately 17 journals collected at the time of this horrific event. They saw saying that it's alleged that the officer sold the journals to the sources. It's erroneous, folks. I'm positive that Candace Owens and Steven Crowder and his team have enough integrity not to pay for something that was stolen. Don't know how they were obtained, but I'm pretty sure they didn't purchase them. Moreover, if these officers who took an oath accepted payment blindly for exchange of this information, then it seems that the officers and the administration of the Tennessee police are the ones who fucked up. But I got news for Chief John Drake. It's you that fucked up, sir. Punish your officers not for leaking the material, but for going against their oath. I have a statement from Chief John Drake I'm going to read. It says, the following is a statement from Chief John Drake released earlier today. I'm greatly disturbed by today's unauthorized release of 3 pages of writings from the Covenant shooter. The police department is extremely serious about the investigation to identify the person responsible. This action showed a total disregard for Covenant families as well as the court system, which has control of the shooter's journals at the present time due to litigation filed earlier this year. It is now pending in Davidson County Chancery Court and the Tennessee Court of Appeals. We are not at liberty to release the journals until the courts rule. Our police departments look forward to the ultimate resolution of litigation concerning the journals. Einstein, the shooter is dead. What are you investigating? Just as the previous mass shooters are dead. What are you investigating? The answer is nothing. And the action showed total disregard for the Covenant families? No, it did not. It is you, sir, who is a complete simpleton. It is you, sir, who is an ignoramus. The action showed total disregard for Covenant families as well as the court system. The shooter is dead. Release the manifesto immediately. There's no reason to investigate. Done. End of story. I'd like to know what the problem is. The problem is you were trying to hide it. I'll call you out, Chief John Drake. You were trying to hide it, or at least you were instructed to hide it for as long as you possibly can. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to go back on a minute. As far as I'm concerned, these officers shouldn't be held in some kind of contempt or on administrative leave. They should be praised for doing the right thing. And I may be in minority of that statement or in that belief, but I don't care. That's how I feel, and that's what I'm saying. You seem more concerned with who leaked the manifesto than the American people, albeit the families of the victims, parents of the 9-year-old children who deserve to see, rather than the reasons, trying to find out the reasons of why this maniac transgender freak did what they did. And the victims identified as Evelyn Dykehouse, 9 years old, Mike Hill, a teacher who was 61, William Kinney, 9, Catherine Kuntz, another teacher, 60 years old, Cynthia Peake, another teacher, 61 years old, and Haley Scruggs, who was also 9. all these lives senselessly cut short by a transgender maniac, including the young lady Evelyn Dykhouse, a class leader, little girl. Who ran out into the hallway and pulled the fire alarm in order to alert the other children, or maybe even deter the shooter, causing them to abort this senseless massacre. No, it's wishful thinking, but I'm not sure what was going through her head. But she sacrificed herself for the rest of the people in that class and the people in the school who had their whole lives ahead of her, of them, as well as she. She was met in the same hallway and locked eyes with her killer. The last act that that child did was put herself in harm's way to save her fellow classmates and teachers. My heart goes out to the families of these victims, and our thoughts and prayers are always with them, as well with other victims of senseless acts of violence. And at this point, at least they could all have a modicum of closure and somehow move forward with their lives. I'd like to take this opportunity to commend the Nashville Police Department at the time's response in seeking out the threat that was in the school and eliminating it. They wasted no time. They were prompt, and they were on point. Person, Audrey Hale, a transgender freak, maniac, vermin, had a death wish. And maybe more of this manifesto will be officially released and not leaked. To be honest with you, I don't care, honestly, why she did it. I'm pretty sure I already know, and I could put it together. And I'm pretty sure my listeners and the majority of the American people could just put it together by using common sense. This person was obviously mentally ill. This person was obviously brainwashed. And to be quite frank with all of you, probably had some daddy issues. They don't have my sympathy. None of this transgender community who's infiltrated the LGBTQAILMNOP hashtag division sign group, who goes to libraries and has transgender drag queen story hour, waves their white alabaster keister in children's faces, and sings songs about giving oral sex. I don't care about any of those people, and nor is any of that shit necessary. Because I got news for you. If I went to the park and started shaking my ass in some kid's face, I'm sure I'd be punched in the nose by that kid's father. I'm sure I'd be arrested. I'm sure if I took my child to a strip club, I would be arrested immediately. Parents take their children to family-friendly drag queen drag shows at some restaurant where the children look petrified. Absolutely petrified. This is the type of shit they're teaching to the kids at school. I'm absolutely certain that this Audrey Hale is burning in hell. And you know what? She deserves to eternally burn. I don't really care why she did it. I care that the information is out. I care that the victims' families can now have a little bit of closure. And I pray. I pray for them every single day. And ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this opportunity to let you know if you're a right-leaning conservative, much like I am, please show some love to my colleague and tune in to Marcus Keynes, as I see it, every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Some great content provided on that broadcast and some very in-depth insight on the current state of the country. I'd also like to give a special thanks to all of you for listening to my broadcast, because without you, there is no we. There is no me. And I will continue to give you as much information as I could possibly give you, accurate information as I could possibly give you, as long as there's breath in my body and as long as I'm on the air. Because my ultimate goal is to give the truth, is to broadcast the things that the mainstream media will not tell you or can't tell you. But my hands are not tied. And that's why I'm here. That's why we're here. And I ask all of you, wherever you're listening, to keep up that fight and fight like hell to make your voices heard. Because we must become the unsilent majority and get to these voting polls in November of 2024 and get degenerates and these sexual deviants out of office. The ones who support Karine Jean-Pierre's words are the ones that need to go. And I'm not just talking about Democrats. I'm talking about Republicans, too. Those people have no place to hold public office. Thanks for listening, folks. I'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.